The city of Tampa is planting trees today in honor of Florida Arbor Day. Students and city employees planted 3 American Liberty elm trees at McFarland Park on North MacDill Avenue this morning.
Well, I think the most important thing is to recognize that the city of Tampa has been a Tree City recipient for over 30 years, I think 35 years close to it, which means that we have a very aggressive and positive tree planting program and a tree care program in the city.
That's Tampa's Director of Parks and Recreation, Greg Bayer. National Arbor Day isn't celebrated until April, but each state can celebrate its own day anytime throughout the year. Florida has held its Arbor Day in January since 1886. Bayer said the city chose to plant trees in McFarland Park because the park has lost several recently.
The storm this year, Debbie, took out trees everywhere. And we have some old age trees which we're replacing in here. If you take a look over on the side street there, there's several of the large oaks which hardly have any canopy left in them at all. And so they'll have to come down. So
Bayer said the city also hopes to put fallen and removed trees to good use.
But we're actually looking for maybe perhaps try and find a tree carver if any of them are still solid enough, and we'll turn them into art. So we'd like to repurpose them.
The trees planted today were barren. They looked like sticks being plopped into the ground. But Rob Irving, the coordinator of Tampa's Urban Forestry Department, said the American Liberty Elms will provide shade and color to the park for years to come.
There's a specific variety that is resistant to Dutch elm disease, which pretty much wiped out most of the elms up north. And these are specific certified elms. They actually have a tag number for them. And we planted one other one in the city, and we're planting 3 here today.
3 trees doesn't seem like much, considering the first National Arbor Day in Nebraska in the late 1800s resulted in thousands of trees being planted. But Irving said it's important to make sure there are plenty of trees in urban environments where knocking them down doesn't seem like a big deal.
It would be a lot hotter, and there is the psychological effect of green on humans. Humans like to have green, or people like to have green around them, and it helps soothe and calm them.
Students from neighboring McFarland Park Elementary School kicked off the celebration with violin and singing performances. Some of the students helped dig holes for the trees. Cameron Barnes, one of the violinists, helped plunge a gold-painted shovel into the ground. He said he learned that planting trees is important because they give air and shade.
It will go a long way through time periods, and I bet my family and my children and all the people that will go on from my family will see it.
Trees in urban settings also reduce energy consumption, remove pollutants from the air, and reduce stormwater flow. Cities earn Tree City USA designation by having a tree ordinance in place, celebrating Arbor Day, and having an urban forestry program. The city of St. Petersburg is also designated as a tree city. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.